Hallo, ihr seid bei Attitude, ein Musiker mit Haltung, stelle ich euch heute wieder vor. Und dieser Musiker heißt Alice Prince White. Ich habe ihn kennengelernt über das Bellevue de Monaco, das Migrations- und Kulturzentrum in der Münchner Innenstadt. Dort hat er in einer Band gespielt und wie diese Band entstanden ist, wird er gleich erzählen. Sie nennt sich Vubel und besteht zum größten Teil aus Geflüchteten. Mit dabei ist außerdem auch Chavez, den kenne ich vom Singer-Songwriter-Abend im Münchner Import-Export, den er auch mit organisiert und bei dem ich schon ein paar Mal zu Gast war, entweder mit Gitarre oder halt einfach als Gast. Das ist einfach ein super Event, allein um einfach mal ein paar Musikerinnen und Musiker in München kennenzulernen. Ja, und Chavez hat auch in diesem Rahmen mit seiner Partnerin Anna Lou schon öfters mal nicht nur organisiert, sondern eben auch live gespielt. Gerne mal googeln, Anna Lou und Chavez mit ihrem Weltmusik-Duo-Programm. Aber zurück zu Alice Prince White. Nachdem ich von Vubel schon gehört hatte, bin ich in einer WhatsApp-Gruppe auf ihn gestoßen. Diese Gruppe hat der Sohn eines Freundes von mir eröffnet. Für Musikerinnen und Musiker in München zum Kennenlernen, für Verabredungen, zum Jammen und so weiter. Und da ist auf einmal auch Alice Prince White aufgetaucht. So war das. Dann haben wir uns halt verabredet für ein Gespräch und ich habe vorher nochmal auf seiner YouTube-Seite mal geschaut und dort habe ich auch ein Video entdeckt, das vor einigen Jahren schon aufgenommen wurde. In einem Video ist er zu Gast bei dem Projekt Sing ein Lied in deiner Stadt, das ich 2019 mal in einer Episode vorstellen durfte. Ja, und genau von dem Lied, das er damals live gesungen hatte, habe ich auf YouTube auch Studioversionen gefunden. Die klingen ganz anders als die Live-Versionen. Sucht selbst mal bei YouTube nach ihm. Der Song heißt Stay With Me von Alice Prince White. Oder ihr schaut mal in meine Shownotes auf meiner Seite atti-tune.de. Jetzt ist es mit der Verabredung von uns beiden so gelaufen, dass in der Vorweihnachtszeit keiner von uns beiden so flexibel war. Deshalb habe ich ihm einfach eine Liste von Fragen geschickt. Er hat seine Antworten aufgenommen und mir geschickt. Die Fragen muss ich gar nicht wirklich erklären. Die könnt ihr euch schon selbst denken oder Alice Prince White erwähnt sie selbst. Am 18. Dezember 2021 hat er mir seine Antworten geschickt. Here we go.
First, I would like to introduce myself. My name's Osaigi Iron, popularly known as Prince White. In our platform, you will find my name as Alex Prince White. How do I start playing music? It all begins from a childhood. My father is a lover of music, my mother too. And eventually all my family, my siblings, my sisters, brothers will also join the queue. So music is a thing, an inbuilt thing from my family. My mother is a lover of music, my sisters, my brothers. So we make music from childhood. And I later discover it's something I cannot do with that. So music becomes my life, becomes everything that I can ever imagine. So even in the darkest time of my life, music was the only thing left. Most of the time when I get sad, I don't have anybody to talk to. I just try to sing or write music and I get over things easily with music. And I love playing my music. I love listening to myself when I sing because the words I speak, it's not actually the words I know when I'm writing them, because I write from the spirit realm and into the physical realm. So after writing, I have to practice my song too. It's interesting, right? After writing my song, I have to start learning everything I've written. So it's a kind of something mysterious, because when you're teaching someone song, you know you're teaching. You just write it from the spirit to the physical, and now teaching myself everything I've written down is quite something I cannot figure out. So, and I have a lot of people that inspired me all the time up to this moment of my life, because when I started making music, I've been a lover of R&B music, rap music, and my rap favorite artist was Tupac, and I was also inspired by R. Kelly, Chris Brown, and so on. So many hip-hop R&B star in those days. So I've been making music since I was 10 years old, writing, trying to play drum sets when I was a kid. And it all begins in the church. Yeah, I wrote a lot of lyrics in my earlier age, and it's something I've been doing. So I'm not a freestyle artist. I'm a composer. I'm a writer. And I don't just write music for fun. I don't do it for fun. It's my career, it's my life. Music is everything. It's just what I've dedicated my life for. I actually knew Bellevue from a doctor who saw the way I was behaving while I was in the camp. I don't know how he knew that I'm a musician. Each time I come around to see him in the camp, he just looked at me one day and asked me this question: are you a musician? Because I wasn't looking like a musician, and I don't even look like a musician, because I'm trying to fit into the society. I don't want to separate myself from the society in the way I live my life, because I've seen that most musicians cannot walk along the streets, cannot live a free life among people. They are always separated. You hardly find them among other people. But I've decided to be different and unique, because I want to put on clothes that everybody put on. I want to wear shoes that everybody wear. I want to sit among people, play with people, dance with people, eat with everybody, because we are all human. So I shouldn't separate myself from anybody. And so back to what I was saying, when the doctor saw me one day and he said, are you a musician? I said, yes. He asked me again, can you actually sing? I said, yes. He said, okay, if you're given a stage, can you handle it? I said, very well, I can handle any stage you're going to give me. And he said, okay, no problem. I will give you an address. You will go to this place, and it's called Bellevue de Monaco. When you get that letter I sent you, you're going to meet a man. His name is Paul Oof. And I went there in the first day. I met Paul Oof, and I told him that this is the person who sent me to you. And I'm a musician. I'm from Nigeria. And he said, okay, no problem. When he looked at me, he wasn't saying anything relating to music, because I look so dirty, like a trash, like a madman. So he didn't see anything like music in me. So it was difficult to believe, actually, I'm a musician. So it took him quite some time, months, years, to start believing in me. And I knew that it's actually difficult because all people know about musicians are dressing in a different way, trying to be unique, trying to be this, trying to be that. But in my own case, I am not trying to separate myself from anybody. So I try to fit into the society instead of separating myself from people. You understand? So, and we keep going. So I keep trying to prove him that, yeah, I'm a musician. And right at the camp, I was not having camera. I don't have a studio. The first day I was in the studio in German, I record a song and I was not having camera. I want to make a video and I borrowed a camera, a camcorder to make this video. The video wasn't good enough, but yet I was really satisfied with whatever I've put in because I need to make them understand that this thing I'm telling you is not for fun. Is not just for a joke. You understand? This is reality. This is life. This is everything that has to do with me. So I made this video and I showed him and he was like, okay, good, good. And we keep going. I had a performance at the university, my first performance. And before the performance, I wrote a song when we are rehearsing with my fellow colleague Mafo. Is from Libya. He grew up here. So I wrote the song Refugees, and in this day we went to the university to perform. Then there wasn't any idea about Viewbell the music band. So it was after a lot of performance on a neutral ground, no clue about what the future is, no clue about Viewbell, no clue about having a band or something. So after the performance, when Mr. Paul Oof began to see that, oh, this guy is actually committed to this thing. It's not a joke. So he came up with the idea of a band, set up the band, and bring in a man from Peru, Peru, a Spanish man. His name is Chavez, he's a guitarist. So Chavez came in and we were together. I wrote the song Refugees and we begin to practice, we begin to move on gradually, and we got the first performance competition from the Imat Sand, the homeland competition, and we came at third. So I understand that for the fact that I'm not famous in this time, because I was trying to come up, trying to build up the career. Nobody knows me. A lot of people don't know what I can do. So, and yet we came at third. So it's quite impressive, you understand? So I didn't give up. Coming at third in a multitude of people, a lot of people, and being my first performance, my first song in this land, it was really, really impressive. And I said to myself, okay, if I can come at third now in this range, if I put on a lot of commitment, if I put on a lot of effort and become famous, become popular, then when I hit the streets again with my next song on a competition, I have to stand out. So I didn't give up. I keep writing a song and I keep moving. And the spirit behind Viewbell the music band, I cannot say I am the spirit behind it. The spirit is a mysterious spirit that I do not understand, because trying to know the spirit is trying to know who I am. So who I am is just a refugee who ran out from his country because of political crisis and all of this. So I'm just like every other man. So you can actually not know the drive or the spirit behind Viewbill, the music band. It's something I cannot explain. And the idea was found by Mr. Paul. Out of Bellevue de Monaco comes Viewbill. You understand? So this is it. And in 2019, yes, I took part in the IMAT festival, and we did well. We did well. That was the first competition ever. I want to partake in so much competition. I really want to challenge the grand. I want to challenge the state. I want to challenge the society, and I want to challenge myself too. And I've sometimes played at the import and export facility. I performed there in the time where I was looking for people to vote for me in the Heimat Festival. I went there to play, and I want more access to more studio, because I only have one access to one studio right now, and it's not enough. Minding the kind of strength, energies, and everything I've put together making music, I need a lot of studio. I want to have studio from Monday to Sunday. You understand? Studio one, studio two, to Monday to from Monday to Sunday. Because the way the inspiration comes, it comes in different ways. I have a lot of song piling here. Like songs that are queue that I have not even gone to the studio to record. My books, my phone is filled up. Everything is filled up right now. And I have just one studio. And when I go to the studio, I have a limited time to make music. If I wasn't practice, if I wasn't making practice at home, I don't think I'll be able to record a song for 30 minutes. One song for 30 minutes. It's mysterious, you understand? Because I need a lot of time. I need time to, when I come to the studio, I should get at least maximum of 4 hours or minimum of 3 hours to make a song. But in this condition right now, in my condition right now, I make one song for 30 minutes when I go to the studio, and I just almost recording everything I want to deliver. So rushing a song is not putting the best, but when you take time to record a song, then you can give in your best. So I would say I need more studio. Like more studio, 3, 4, 5 studios to attend to my music. So I want to say thanks to this interview. I want to say thank you for bringing me into Art and Tune. And I appreciate you. I really thank you for this medium you've given me to speak on my career and my passion for music. Honestly, music is everything. Without music, the world will not be existing. Because sometimes I want to imagine the depression we went through as a migrant living in Germany, but yet I keep pushing, no matter the struggle, no matter the challenges, music still come out from it, you understand? So I don't give a damn about what life offer. I give a damn about what I can offer to the life, what I can change from this world. So putting all in place is going to make life beautiful, you understand? If life doesn't offer you anything, then you have to offer life something, you understand? So I'm giving my best in my musical career, and I hope that next year, 2022, will be more success, will be a glorious year as a musician in the land of Germany, because I want to attain a very good height in this nation, in this part of the world. I want to be among the successful musicians, not just a musician by name or musician by tune or musician by writing. No. When they say people made it through music, I want my name to be on the list in this country. I want my name to be there when they call people who have made it through music in German. Let my name, if not number one, let my name be number two. You understand? So it's not a call for fun, it's a call for duty. So I'm ready to perform my duty as a musician, and I want to say thank you for this moment. I appreciate you. I'm a songwriter once again, and a writer for the band Viewbear. Thank you very much for this moment. God bless you. Peace out.
Ich wünsche Alice Prince White weiterhin viel Erfolg und hoffe, ihn irgendwann auch mal live persönlich treffen zu können. Würde mich freuen. Das war Attitune. Ein Musiker mit Haltung durfte ich euch vorstellen. Wenn ihr Fragen habt oder Verbesserungsvorschläge oder wenn ihr Musikerinnen vorschlagen wollt, die auch eine Episode verdient hätten, dann schreibt mir in die Kommentare auf meiner Attitune Facebook-Seite oder bei Instagram, oder ihr schreibt mir ganz klassisch eine Mail an atti-tune@gmx.de. Bis dahin, bewahrt Haltung und stay attituned.